A new coalition, that's certainly the sense that German Bundeskanzlerin Angela Merkel wanted to give. Earlier yesterday, it transpired that her Christian Democratic Union with their sister party, the Christian Social Union from Bavaria, hammered out a 28-page document together with the Socialist Party, which can be seen as some kind of blueprint, a foundation for a new coalition. But in fact, this won't be a new coalition at all, as Merkel already ruled together with the Socialists for 4 years. The Socialists lost big time during the elections in September. How is it that they managed to be part of this new cooperation? Well, negotiations between Merkel and the Liberal Democrat Party, the FDP, and the Green Party failed. Nobody was in the mood to invite the extreme right wing, the Alternative für Deutschland, to the negotiating table. So apart from holding new elections, the only alternative was to go back to the old structure. Wolfgang Rentscher, political scientist with the University of Magdeburg, had expected a format like this.
No, I'm not surprised, because when people talked about new elections, that's simply nonsense, because the constitution has no direct way to new elections. The only way out would have been that the parliament changes the constitution. Therefore, a situation for which we haven't got any solution would harm all the parties. The only winner would be the right-wing AfD. We have now a government which is conducting the running affairs. There is no time limit to that. So both big parties, the Social Democrats and the Christian Democrats, had a vital interest in coming to a solution, regardless how it looks in detail.
Because the Socialists performed so badly at the last elections, they lost 5.2% since elections in 2013, and they are 13% smaller than Merkel's CDU party, so they didn't have a real strong position to negotiate. And that shows from what's been leaked out until now, from that 28-page document they hammered out overnight. Professor Gero Neugebauer of the Free University in Berlin had a glance at the paper, and he said it looks bad for the Socialists.
They tried to get some successes in, for instance, healthcare insurance, in tax issues, in European affairs, social integration of Europe, not fulfilled. So far, they got some small successes, like same share of fares to the healthcare service at the present level, but no new civil healthcare insurance. They didn't get tax increase for higher incomes. And so far, it's more or less a letter of intent than a real proposal that could change the system within the next 4 years.
There were immediate reactions from the rest of Europe. Here in France, a government spokesperson said that the agreement would be good for Germany, good for France, and above all, good for Europe. The president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, also welcomed it. In Greece, there was some relief, says Karambos Tardanibis, the director of the Institute for International Economic Relations in Athens.
I'm optimistic in the sense that we have not a government in Germany, a coalition where the Liberal Party, the Liberal Democrats, are participating, because they were much more strict on austerity policy. And some of them had some doubts about Greece's participation in the monetary union. Now, because a new grand coalition is going to be formed, I think that these hesitations, at least from the government of Germany, will not exist anymore. And it will be a new phase of how this coalition will deal the matters, not only in Greece, but in the European Union.
Now the big question is, if a new grand coalition, as it is called, will be hammered out, how will that go down with the socialist voters, who almost didn't get anything they voted for?